Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our podcast, Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions. My name is Pascual Cardone, and my lovely co-host is Evelyn Calleja.
Hi, everyone, and hello, Pascual. Thank you for recognizing my loveliness.
Well, of course, it's lovely every time I see you. Even when I don't, it's still lovely. I know it's lovely.
Oh, yes. And here we are again, separated by miles and miles.
I know. Boo-hoo. It's not fun when you're not in the same vicinity.
So what's today's, this episode lands when?
September 28th. It's a Wednesday. And we have a few things to celebrate. Unlike just that one last time, we have a few things to celebrate. Would you like me to
really?
Read?
Really? Yes.
Okay.
More than one?
More than one. So sit down, take that glass of wine. Do you have your wine?
No, I'm not drinking. I'm on medication. We'll discuss that in a minute.
All right. We'll discuss it. All right. The first one is National Neighbors Day.
That's nice.
I guess you knock on your door of your neighbor and bring them a pie.
I don't speak to neighbors, so that's just not going to be celebrated here.
So we're not doing that one. All right.
There is no neighbor discussions at all.
What about the next one? The next one's a good one for you. It's National Sons Day.
S-O-N-S. And you are my son.
Thank you.
Yay, celebrating you. It. Boom, boom, boom.
So what do I get?
A mention in the will.
All right. Well, it's better than nothing. The next one is, you're going to love this one. It's World Rabies Day. Now, why on earth would you celebrate that? Wouldn't you want to get bit by a rabid dog?
Well, I don't know that you celebrate these days. I think it's just because of an awareness of it.
A World Rabies Day.
I don't know why they would put that there. That's a nasty thing. I don't care. Have you ever had rabies?
Thank you, Jesus. No, I have never had a rabies.
Me neither.
No.
Apparently, it's a very serious thing.
You know, I mean, if I saw a wild animal with the foam out of the mouth, I would run. I mean, I wouldn't go over and pet it.
We once had a rabid raccoon in our yard.
In Jersey?
When we lived in Jersey. Well, I think actually it was not in our yard. It was in Jay and Lisa's yard. They lived next door.
Always blame somebody else.
I believe so, but I believe there was a fatality.
Now I feel bad.
Meaning the raccoon. Because of course you call animal control.
Were they shooting?
And the guy came and shot the raccoon.
Oh my! Well, what do you do with a rabid dog or a rabid raccoon? I mean,
you shoot it. I mean, you can't do anything with it.
Right. I mean, you don't want it to get healed, do you? I think once they have it, it's too late.
Once they're foaming.
In other words, if it actually bit Eric, would you shoot Eric or would you treat Eric?
Well, he's a human being. Last time I checked, we would be treating him.
All right. So then you would treat him a human. All right. So move on. This is the next one. I love this one. Okay. I love this day. It's Ask a Stupid Question Day.
Oh, my God. That's a celebrated in my home daily.
I know, right? It's like every day is a stupid question day. But we can really celebrate and have a good glass of wine that one. Ask a Stupid Question Day.
Yeah.
And then the last but not least, this should be really for you. International Day for Universal Access to Information. It should really be Evelyn Day, Evelyn Google Day.
Yes.
International Day for Universal Access to Information. So you got a lot to celebrate there. Five things.
Oh my God. What was that one Wednesday that was only one thing?
I know. Why can't they spread this out? Why does it have
really?
To be five?
Actually,
on one day?
That day only had, what was it? I'm going to look at it now.
Just the one. It's so crazy.
It just had the one.
But again, who makes this up? We don't know. So anyway.
Oh, National Live Create September 14th.
Oh.
Had one thing.
Unbelievable.
So you can make two of these for September 14th, a lonely little September 14th.
That's what I mean. Spread it out, people.
I don't understand this. There ought to be a law.
Thank you. Spread it out. But I do like National Sunday. So you can call me up, order me some fruit, whatever you want.
Okay. Do you have a wish list?
Well, I'll start with fruit. That's always good.
All right. So let's see what can happen.
A little Omaha steaks. That's nice.
You never know. On Wednesday, we would have been on our way flying into the friendly skies.
Would you like to let everybody know what's going on?
To San Diego. Yes. The reason why we had to cancel. Well, foremost on our minds is this supposed Hurricane Ian that's barreling towards the Tampa area.
Right.
And, you know, Wednesday, we're in the Tampa area. So
we're leaving from Tampa on Wednesday.
Yes, we were supposed to leave. And unfortunately, we decided not to. But the other mitigating circumstances, unfortunately, Mr. Rode and I have tested positive for the COVID.
Oh, my.
There should be a wah, wah, you know.
You got that after you left Connecticut. That was your going away gift.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got it. Eric started experiencing. Well, Eric got it first.
Right.
He tested positive and I tested negative for 2 days. He started getting symptoms on Tuesday, I think it was. So we were home already 2 days from the New York trip. But interestingly, this trip, I even said it to Eric on our way home, you know, we did leave our guard down a little bit. We don't normally do, you know, we're pretty paranoid.
Well, what do you mean? You saw a lot of people.
We saw a lot of people, but normally we would be wearing our masks a lot more often than we were.
Right. And it showed. It happened. I think for you, because you're our podcast star, you were hanging out with our production people. And you see, it's just different. You don't hang out with those people.
That's right. It's interesting because that's the one that got it first.
Wow.
I don't know. It's the hoi polloi. You know, I'm rubbing elbows with the hoi polloi.
Well, you know, and then you talk to your production people, see?
And there it
you
is.
Travel with them. First class economy, you shouldn't.
Shouldn't. Well, I have to say on the plane, you know, we were flying first. Of course, we're always like paranoid about
that. You let production come up there?
Yeah, production was sitting right next to me on the plane. Boy. But here's the thing, the not stewardess, the
steward?
Flight attendant. Oh. She's coming over talking to me because I hadn't picked my meal. I don't like their meals. Even in first class, there's an aftertaste. I can't stand it.
Really?
Oh, I know. So on purpose, I don't pick the meal.
So what do you plan ahead and call, say you're a vegetarian, or do you wait till you're on the flight and get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
No, they don't give you that. But they have those boxes that you could buy, those little travel boxes with snacks in them.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I asked them to bring me.
And they give it to you for free because you're in first class.
Of course. But of course. And she was talking to, like, kind of bending down. I didn't have my mask on because, of course, face to face. And she's chit-chatting. And the whole time I'm like, you know, really, she should not really. If she's coming that close, girl should have a mask on. Yeah. And there I am. I don't know if I got it from her, but I think I did.
Well, go with your gut feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're always about that.
So we should have been a little bit more diligent.
Yes. Well, there was a reason we weren't going to San Diego for Dad's birthday. We'll have.
Well,
to
you want to tell people why you can't go?
Right. I'm working on two deals. I don't know if I told you about the second one, but the first one, somebody's listing their house.
Ooh.
I'm working with her, and then I just had a walk in the other day, so I'm working with him tomorrow. I have to take him around town, so it's going to be a tough one this week with somebody selling the house, somebody looking for a house, and I thought it'd be a rough time to be away for 5 days.
Yeah, you really have to listen. You have a career to think about,
right? So that was why I had to back out after you said you guys were sick, and then they came about. So,
well, we kept hanging on the hope that we would get negative tests.
Right.
And I read the guidelines, the CDC guidelines, and before you travel, you should be 10 days from the first symptom. And of course, have two negative tests in a row. It wouldn't have been 10 days for Eric or
Right.
me.
Yeah.
I started feeling symptoms 2 days after he got positive.
Okay.
So we both called due diligence. We both called our doctors. He got meds and I got meds. I got the Paxlovid. Lovid.
So how do you feel today, though?
That's
Do you
a
feel better?
popular, yeah, I feel much better. Actually, I don't have anything wrong with me. And Eric, too, his cough went away for the most part. I had a very bad sore throat and a terrible headache, one of the worst headaches I've ever had. For a whole night, I was suffering with a headache.
Oh my gosh,
So
well, that's
when
awesome.
with this medication, I feel better.
Good. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah,
And
so
again,
thank God it wasn't that serious.
yeah,
It's
we'll
not to
celebrate.
say that COVID isn't serious. I lost my cousin Eddie.
Right.
Obviously,
Rest in
people
peace. Yeah.
died, you know.
But we'll celebrate Eric's birthday another time.
Yeah, I feel bad. I'm trying to make plans now to go out for on Saturday, because Saturday will be within the days that we will be
Can
negative,
go.
hopefully.
Right.
So I'm hoping to get a little group to go to the Marriott nearby. You
Well,
know, where I
good.
had my 60th birthday,
Yes. Oh,
that
yeah, I know.
luncheon in that Marriott. It's called the
Good.
Sankey. Yeah, he likes that restaurant, as do I. It's got nice, good food. So
Good.
I'm trying to get a little group together.
All right. Enjoy.
Hopefully they can come.
Nice.
Nice.
So, I sent you that picture the other day about me being at Macy's.
I know. Oh God, that's I want to say that is like tell everyone the picture.
Listen, everybody, these stores put out the merchandise for the seasons early, but I tell you, at my age, I've never seen Christmas out in September. I couldn't
No.
believe that. I mean, has it always been like that? I just never noticed it, but
I
it was.
don't think so because there's Halloween first.
Well, yeah, but this was like what, 3 weeks into September, and it looked like everything was put up like maybe a few days ago. I couldn't believe it. It was like Christmas in September.
What store was that?
Macy's.
We have to write letters to Macy's.
Yeah,
Because
but
you
then
know
like.
what? It kills the spirit to me.
Yes, but my friend Susan, who saw that picture on Facebook, said to me she was at Walmart and Walmart has their garden center turned into Christmas already in September.
Oh, Walmart as well.
Walmart, too. Write another letter to Walmart. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a new thing now. You start it in September. Why take it down all year? Just leave it up. You know what I mean? I just thought
I
that was.
never go to Walmart. Never.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I have boycotted Walmart for years and years.
They have such good prices.
It doesn't matter. Well, I read this book called Nickel and Dimed.
Yeah.
Nickeled and Dimed.
Right.
Dimed. It was a true story. The author went undercover. She went around the country and she worked at Walmart. She was trying to prove a couple of things. The thing is that the working poor, like some people, that they're always blaming the poor, that they don't work, that they're lazy. That's not true. Some people have to have three jobs in order to just survive. This woman was single and she needed two jobs. And, you know, on purpose, she went to these towns and got an apartment like a person, if she was in that situation, would get.
Right.
And she worked at Walmart and treated abominably the way they treated their female employees. I mean, obviously, the book is 20 years old, so they might have changed their ways, but I still boycott it.
All right. Well, they still have good deals, but I can understand that. I think a lot of companies, maybe years ago, 20 years ago, probably did treat females worse than men.
Yeah, but they also don't pay their employees well.
Yeah, but nowadays minimum wage has gotten up to like $14 or $15. You know what I mean?
Yeah, still not an
All
excuse.
right, you don't want to forgive and forget then.
No, I'm not forgiving anybody. I'm not a forgiving person. They had this thing on Facebook. I don't know if you saw it. Like, according to your sign, when will you forgive someone?
I didn't see that.
So for Taurus, it was until you die and maybe beyond.
Into infinity.
To hold a grudge. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that one on Facebook. Oh, that's
Yeah.
cute.
I
All right.
don't, it was a while ago, so I don't think I can find it.
I
But
will not
yeah,
be
so I'm a
buying.
Taurus, so.
I will not be buying any gifts for you from Walmart.
No, please don't.
All right.
That would make me sad.
All right, and you don't want, I don't want to make you sad because you won't forgive me because you hold that grudge.
Yeah, you know how I am. But the thing is,
Oofah,
again, going with the Christmas, it
yeah.
beats the heck out of you.
I was like stunned when I walked in there, and I'm like, are you, I just looked at it. I'm like, no, I didn't have my Halloween candy yet, and they want to let me to buy
And
Christmas
it's
stuff.
103 degrees out. Isn't
It's just.
it still hot up there?
No, actually, we've turned. Yeah, it's gotten chilly now. It's like 60, maybe 50 something in the
Oh,
mornings.
really?
It's a little
Nice.
chilly. You know, the afternoon gets a little warmer, but yeah, you can tell summer's over. It's unfortunate. It
I
is what
love fall. I love when you drive through the streets and you smell people's wood-burning fireplaces. I love that.
it is. Right. No, fall is nice. I'm not a fall person because I know what comes after fall.
Excuse me. That was not a COVID cough.
No.
That was a cough because I'm drinking something went down the wrong pipe.
All right. I think I understand. But yeah, no, fall to me is very nice, but I can't get excited about it because I know winter is right behind it. You know what I mean? And
Yeah.
I'm more of a spring because I know summer comes. I get excited at spring. It's like, thank you, thank you. That's all.
Yeah. I love the fall. And it saddens me that, you know, the monetization of Christmas, it puts pressure on people who can't afford that stuff. That's why credit card bills are so bad.
Well, that's why you go to Walmart. It's a lot cheaper.
Stop with the Walmart. I'm not going to Walmart. Forget it. Unless they want to sponsor our podcast,
Well, when you write
then I
that letter
would
about it.
change my tune, my dear.
All right, write the letter, complain first, and at the bottom, P.S. We'll forgive you
If
if you sponsor us in Algeria. Gotta be
I
a Walmart
say
opener.
my co-host will forgive you.
All
This
right, hey,
way,
one
you
out of
know,
six.
I
One out
deny
of six.
all knowledge. Yeah.
All right, go with
So the
that.
other thing I wanted to talk about is this freaking Mercury retrograde.
October 2nd, it's over.
Finally, because I can't get on a plane. I get the COVID. I blame it on Mercury. But then Eric read that there's such a thing as Venus retrograde. I
I'm
said,
not.
I don't need that.
That's too many med retrogrades. I
Yeah,
have
let me
not
ask a
heard.
stupid question. Do you know what Venus? I didn't look it up.
If you don't mind, because on Wednesday is the Ask a Stupid Question Day. So call me because that's when you can ask me about Venus and Mercury together. All right.
All right, I'll ask you this. Oh, I have to
Continue.
hold my stupidity
Yes.
in until Wednesday. All right, I'll
Boy,
hold it.
I know
Look,
that's going to be a tough one,
I've
but you
done
can do
worse things, you
it. Oh, a lot worse. Yes.
know.
All right.
You, mister, you signed an agreement. We have a gag order on you.
Gag order. Did I really sign that?
Uh-oh, this is a family show, darling.
Oh, mommy, I love you.
No, I love you more. Mo.
Right.
Okay, so that's my venting on Mercury retrograde.
Yes, but it does
And
have an effect.
probably Venus too. What the heck?
I will have to look up Venus Mercury, Venus retrograde. I've never heard that one.
I mean, that's not fair.
No, we have an
We were
up to
gonna
the
go to
end
Eric's big birthday.
I
And now I
know.
have his birthday's Thursday. We can't go out to dinner on Thursday because we're still within that 5 days
But
thing. We can't responsibly go.
okay, so may she rest in peace, the Queen of England. Her birthday was in April, but she always celebrated in July, I believe. with the march. Remember the march you used to do in the summertime?
I don't know enough about these people. Stop the queen already.
Well, may she rest in peace. But why can't we just have your queen? We'll just change him from September 29th. We'll do something a few months later. If it's good enough.
Yeah. But there's still, you know, I know how I feel about it. He couldn't care less. I'm like, do you want to go here? He's like, I don't care.
So get him a cupcake, put a candle in it, and sing happy birthday. No?
No, I think I'm going to invite a few people.
All right. I'd love to come.
I know. You can't fly down. The only excuse is that you can't fly down because of the hurricane.
The hurricanes are coming. I know. Well, let's see when you have it. All right.
I'm going to have it Saturday, I think.
Oh, I'm busy. All right.
Listen, mister, you better get unbusy.
All right. Can I ask Evelyn a Google question?
Is it a stupid question? It can't be because this isn't Wednesday.
That's Wednesday. Well, it'll be airing on Wednesday. Oh, right. This is airing on Wednesday. Oh, I should have said that. Right. Well, Wednesday, you can ask me because this is being taped on Wednesday.
Yes.
Right. So let's not be confusing.
Okay. Let's not.
All right. So,
all right, Evelyn Google.
Right. Do we have free will or is everything predestined?
Ooh.
This is a deep question. I don't know if you can answer that one.
Oh, my God. The age-old question.
Philosophical.
Philosophers have been arguing about this since the beginning of...
Since you were born.
The beginning of... conscious thought, right?
Yeah.
Is there free will or is everything predestined? I think there's free will.
Okay. There's no right or wrong answer. I couldn't get it on Google. So that's why I'm asking Evelyn Google. There really isn't. I couldn't find it.
I mean, I think it's a matter of opinion. I mean, who really knows about that?
That's what I mean. I thought you would.
Whatever creator there is would know for sure.
Right. All right. I just had to throw it out there.
I think the ancients would have argued that it was all predestined.
I mean, I still believe in predestined. Things happen for a reason. No? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but...
You can't just lay in bed all day and then become president of the United States. You got to work at
it. Looking like a serial killer, right?
Right. Well, they just have something off in their head.
Well, but the thing is it predestined? No, it's free will. They're doing it because they're crazy and they feel like killing people.
Right.
Speaking of, serial killers.
Kim Kardashian come to mind?
No. I know she slays. No, I'm watching a thing. I think it's on either Hulu or Netflix called The Patient.
No, I haven't. Is it on pay? I only have Netflix, so The Patient.
The Patient. I think it's Hulu. I'm very sorry. Oh, well, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's with Steve Carell.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah.
It took me too long to get
But Netflix. It's a really? Serious thing.
It's a series?
It's a series, yeah. But it's a serious, I mean, really like psychologically compelling.
Oh, wow. All right.
What's going on time-wise? How are we doing?
No, we're doing fine. No complaints at all.
Okay. So we could continue boring our listeners a little bit more.
Did you see who had a seventh baby?
I don't. Who is it?
I couldn't believe it. I was on the computer and I was like, Hilaria and Alex Baldwin. She's had
seven children.
Seven kids. I was like, I had to read the article and she's had one child by surrogate, which I thought, really? Why do you have one by surrogate? Really?
And then all the rest she had.
Natural. But she's got seven. She just had her seventh kid. And they
called him.
With him. I mean, she's really trying to take all his money, really make sure. Because he has one other child, Ireland Baldwin. She's 26 years old.
Yeah, she's with Christie Brinkley, right?
Oh, gosh, no.
Who's he married to?
He was married to somebody. It wasn't Christy Brinkley.
She was a model.
Joel, what's his name? Piano Man. He was Christy Brinkley.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I'm getting my men mixed up.
I know. Yeah, no. So he was with,
But
I
what
forget.
was disturbing about her, when all that crap came out about him, that he shot the person
Right.
on
But he
the
had to
thing.
shoot her. He had to accidentally pull the trigger because they said it can't be shot. Nothing could come out without pulling a trigger.
Yeah, but the thing is, look it. You have a gun in your hand. Somebody has to make sure there aren't any real bullets.
Correct, but a bullet won't come out of a gun unless you shoot it. That's what they were arguing about. And he said he didn't shoot, he didn't pull the trigger.
Well, they did say that that particular prop had a was very sensitive.
Oh, I didn't read that one. All
But
right.
then this stuff came out about her that she's, you know, that accent, she makes that accent
No,
up.
she's from Boston or something ridiculous.
Yeah, how crazy is that? Why would you do that?
And I was reading her kids' names. It's Eduardo. They were all like Spanish names. And this last one, her name is Hilaria,
Hilaria.
Hilaria with an H. She named the baby without the H, and she, Hilaria. I'm like, how original. Anyway,
Wow.
I'm not a fan of theirs either. You know what I mean? It's
Look,
just
you
they don't
know,
have a
these people, they live in another world.
Yeah, but you had
One
seven.
day we'll know about that when we're billionaires, but we don't know that now.
Give it time. Give it time. So, other than that, I'm pretty good.
Okay, I'll call you Wednesday with a stupid question.
Yes. Hit me up.
I will hit you up with the quit, you know. What can I? You should write it down because it's going to be, it goes down in
Yeah.
history.
All right.
So we didn't have any breaking news this podcast.
No.
Nothing about your girl.
You know, the only thing is, I did read up on her. She wants to get into another relationship with somebody outside of Hollywood. Like, she wants to marry or date like a regular guy, she said. She also said she wants to go to the hospital and meet a doctor. With all her facelifts and whatever things she's done, like,
You
she's never
think
met
she
a
knows
doctor.
enough doctors?
Thank you, right? Like, her body's just perfect the way it is. But.
What regular guy is gonna put up with that? Can you see Eric Rode married to Kim Kardashian?
She's worth so much money. I mean, somebody that just makes, you know, somebody that makes, you know, 100,000 a year versus hers is going to be settled, satisfied with her. You know
Hmm.
what I mean? You can't match a dollar for dollar, but still, I don't
No,
want you
I
to
don't
change
think it's
my
gonna happen in her world.
everything. Yeah, but she was joking when she said it to somebody. I want a biochemist, like a scientist, a lawyer. I'm like, oh God. You know what she needs to do?
What does
Find
she need to do?
somebody who owns a mall and marry him. A
Oh,
mall.
perfect. A
Yeah,
mall mogul. She
that'll
needs to
just
marry a mall mogul.
right.
Yes.
That'll really send
All
Kanye
right.
over
Are you going to
the
write that email, that
edge.
recommendation?
Marry a mall mogul. Yeah, that would just be great.
Whoa, that would really kill Kanye.
She could be the sponsor for the malls. Shop here, I do. Anyway, all right. I guess we should say good night.
I guess we
Bye.
could say goodbye.
And have a great week.
You guys too. I will report further on my condition next week.
Yes, I hope
Thanks so
all goes
much for
well.
listening.
Love
And
you
Merry
all. I
Christmas, everybody.
know. In
I
September, right? Good Lord.
know, God. All right, next time we see each other, I'm going to have a reindeer hat on. Make you feel at home.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, Pasquale, always fabulous to see your shining face.
Same here, dear. Have a great
Love
week.
you.
Love the work. Love
Love
you.
y'all.
Watch out,
Ciao,
everybody.
y'all. Bye.
Bye.